From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Thank you, Reverend Curran, and thank you, listener, for tuning into our broadcast. We're going to read some verses from that well-known chapter, Romans chapter 8. And if you've got a Bible with you, lift it and turn to this wonderful portion of God's Word together, often entitled by so many as being the chapter of the Spirit of God and His role in the life of the believer. Romans chapter 8. Over recent Lord's days, we've been considering the whole subject of praying in the Holy Ghost. And we're going to continue that theme today. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. We know that the Lord will bless this reading of His word. Verse 26, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We began considering that phrase in Jude verse 20, where Jude exhorts us to pray in the Holy Ghost, to pray in the Holy Ghost. And we've developed that theme, and we've been thinking about three reasons why Jude exhorts us to do such. Why do we need the Spirit of God in prayer? What is His role? What does He do? Why do we need the Spirit of God? Well, first of all, we talked about the spiritual exercise of prayer. That we can't pray without the Spirit of God. The natural man can say prayers, but he needs the Spirit of God to bring him into fellowship with God so that he can really pray. The natural man can't pray. We need the Spirit of God to enable us. So there's a spiritual exercise in prayer. But then we also consider the supernatural element in prayer. There's much that is supernatural about prayer. We're in communion with a supernatural Almighty God. And we talked from the book of Ephesians chapter 6 about the supernatural principalities against us. Then Romans 8:9, the supernatural person within us. And then Romans 8:26, a supernatural power through us. And we're going to bring our study to an end today by considering our final part of this little study of praying in the Holy Ghost. And we're going to think tonight about the Spirit's efficacy in prayer. The spiritual exercise of prayer, the supernatural element in prayer. But what is the Spirit's efficacy in prayer? What does it really mean to pray in the Holy Ghost? Whenever Paul talks about praying in the Spirit, and whenever it tells us here in Romans 8 about the Spirit helping our infirmities and the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us, what does it mean? How does the Holy Ghost help us to pray and to get through to God? Well, the first thing I think we need to mention is that, just as it says in verse 26 of Romans 8, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, the word infirmities there, we mentioned it one other time, it literally means our weaknesses or our lack of strength. We are without strength, without the Lord in the spiritual sense. And that's due to the flesh. Even after we're saved, we're still beset with these infirmities. Now, infirmities are not sin, but they do result from the fall. And it's because of the flesh that we find it difficult to pray. We find it difficult at times to witness. We find it difficult at times to serve the Lord. We have a desire, in a sense, to go our own way. And even whenever we are willing and the Spirit is willing, the flesh is still weak. And there's this weakness, there's this infirmity, and God knows about that. The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, the word helpeth there carries with it the idea of lifting and carrying a burden with us. It's not that the Spirit of God just comes and works independently from us in prayer and allows us to sit back and do nothing, but it's like He comes and He lifts us and He carries us and He bears the burden with us. It's like if you were carrying a heavy weight and somebody was to come along and they were to say, "Let me help you with that," and they were to take an end of it, take the heavy end of it, and they were to carry it and lift the burden and make it easier for you to carry that burden. In a sense, the Spirit of God does this for us in prayer. Whenever we yield to Him and we ask God for His Spirit, rather than being a chore, prayer becomes something that we can delight in. And He helps us. And He helps us in our weakness. And He strengthens us. And He upholds us. And He enables us to carry our burdens to the Lord. He knows all about our weaknesses. And that's why He comes and draws alongside us to help. And so, friends, that's one reason why we need to pray in the Spirit. Because we're weak, because of our infirmities. But if the Spirit of God comes and we're praying in the Holy Ghost, He will help our infirmities. And He will help us in our weakness. And He'll help shoulder the burden. He helpeth continually our infirmities. Not only does He help our infirmities, but He also brings an awareness of need. Verse 26 of Romans 8, "The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought." He brings an awareness of need. But not only does He bring an awareness of need, but He helps us in that need. And the fact that we come to the Lord and we acknowledge, "I don't really know how to pray here. I don't really know what to ask God for. I don't really know how to free Him the burden of my heart. I feel lost in prayer." The Spirit of God comes along and He brings an awareness. This awareness of need is given by the Spirit. He bears witness to the words of Christ that without Him we can do nothing. And we don't really know how to pray. Do you remember in Luke chapter 11 that the Lord was at prayer and He was communing with the Father? And as the disciples watched from a short distance, they saw that there was something different about the Lord's prayer life than their prayer life. And so they went immediately to the Lord as soon as He had finished. And they said, "Lord, will You teach us to pray? We don't know how to pray." And that was an acknowledgement that was cultivated within them, no doubt by the Spirit of God, giving them a desire to learn how to pray. And that's what He does in the lives of God's people. We don't really know how to pray. And whenever we come before the Lord, if we feel like that, it's one of the first things that we should acknowledge. "Lord, I feel out of my depth. I don't know how to pray. I don't know what to ask for. I scarcely know how to ask for it. But Lord, You tell us here in Romans chapter 8 that Your Spirit is going to give help." He's brought, yes, an awareness of need. And now I'm asking Him to help me and to teach me and to guide me in prayer. He brings an awareness of need. And this is one thing that I tend to look for in a child of God. Are they self-sufficient? Do they feel that they've arrived? Do they feel that they don't need the Lord? They're so spiritual that they just know how to do everything? Or is there this awareness of a need for God? We can't do anything without the Lord. Can't take a step without the Lord. There's an awareness for the need of the Holy Ghost, and there's a thirst and there's a hunger there. This is one of the things that we ought to look for in God's people. An awareness of need. A desire for God's Spirit. A hunger for the Holy Ghost to come and teach us. And this is something, of course, that the Spirit of God does. Not only does He help our infirmities, bring an awareness of need, but He also instructs us in prayer. The Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. And then there's a little word there, but. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so Paul here, with this little word but, he's introducing a contrast. We know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit. In other words, the Holy Ghost is entirely different. He knows how to pray. He knows what we need. He knows what we should ask for. And so the Spirit of God instructs us in prayer. This is something that the Lord told us would happen back there in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and verse number 13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He will guide you into all truth. And so whenever we get to the place of prayer, we ought never, in a sense, to rush into God's presence and just to go down through a prayer list as quick as we can, just start asking God for things to get the prayer time over as quick as possible. But we need to wait in God's presence and allow the Spirit of God to cultivate within us that spirit of prayer. Wait for the Spirit. You see, we can ask for things out of our own foolishness. James chapter 4 verse 3 says that you can ask amiss that you may consume it upon your own lusts. But if we wait for the Spirit, and if we're praying in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit will instruct us in prayer. And it's the prayer that the Spirit gives is the prayer that the Father answers. He also creates the atmosphere of prayer. He creates that sense of God's consciousness, showing us that we're coming into the presence of the Lord. You see, whenever a person is filled with God's Spirit, they will seek to honour Christ. And they will have a reverence and an honour and a fear for God. Do you remember Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6? And he said, when the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, a train filled the temple, and so on and so forth. And he fell to his knees, and he was broken, and he says, woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm undone. Same thought. Don't know how to pray. Feel out of my depth. But then the Lord touched his lips with a live coal from off the altar. Touched his lips with holy fire, symbolizing God's Spirit. And it all started with an awareness, a God consciousness. And often this awareness of God can be missing in a prayer meeting, perhaps because the Spirit has been grieved. You see, you are really praying in the Spirit whenever you know that you're in the presence of God. And you're not trying to impress other believers by your prayers, but you're communing with God. And you know you're in the realm of the eternal, laying hold on the Almighty. The Spirit of God has created this sense of God consciousness, and He also gives faith. Faith is a gift of God. And whenever we're filled with the Spirit of God, we're filled with the Spirit of faith. Beloved, we need to get into the place of prayer. It's the only answer. And we need to pray in the Holy Ghost.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfen Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266. 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.